Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Football friends, here we go with Liverpool Football Club's seven of the best. Number seven, and there's a lot of people I've missed out here, and there's going to be a lot of unhappy Liverpool fans. But at number seven, I have gone for Ian Callaghan. Callaghan's appearance record speaks for itself, and it somehow defies space and time. I don't know how he made so many appearances. He made his debut in 1960, a long, long time ago. I was just a boy back then, Alex. Well, you're not anymore, mate. He flourished in midfield through the Shankly and Paisley era before leaving in the year Liverpool won their second European Cup in 1978. So he played for 18 seasons at Liverpool. Do you want to know how many appearances he made? 640. Oh, what a player. Won so many trophies for that historic club. And that is why I've gone for Callaghan as our number seven in the Liverpool best players of all time. Number six, one which is quite surprising because he only won a League Cup, Luis Suarez. Such is his talent, Suarez could have been the number one had he dedicated his whole career to Liverpool and Anfield Football Stadium. He was not at the club long enough, but the football memories will linger as much as the controversies. Nom nom nom, bites on arm. He was magnificent for Liverpool. Brendan Rodgers, you can say Brendan Rodgers wasn't a great manager, but he was. He helped Luis Suarez become the player that he was. And before he left England, we were all in awe of him. We were simply in awe of his talent. We all remember the four goals against Norwich. I think he scored a hat-trick against Norwich twice. I think he scored four goals at home to Norwich. Then I think he scored a hat-trick away at Norwich. And I don't know if he scored another hat-trick earlier in his Liverpool career. But he just loved playing Norwich, basically. Suarez at number six. Number five, Rush is the greatest of all the Liverpool goal scorers. He scored at will, but there was so much more to Rush. He would close down defenders. He was a midfielder and a defender and a striker, all in one player. Ah, he had that horrible moustache, though. So maybe that's the reason why he's not in the top three or four. But Rushy scored some memorable FA Cup final goals against Everton. He went to join Leeds United, I think, when he ended his career. Didn't obviously play as well as he did when he was playing at Anfield, but what a striker. Really, really exceptional striker, and Liverpool fans adore the bloke. Number four, this is a strange one. I've gone for another attacking player, John Barnes. Barnesy is a cultural football icon in Liverpool history. They should make him a lifetime ambassador for what he did at Anfield. His sublime wing play was the focal point of the club's last ever title-winning team. He was a jinker. He was a dancer. He made defenders fall on their feet. He made defenders fall on their arse. He is an exceptional player. I love that word, exceptional, but he is really, really exceptional. Barnsley was a player maybe England didn't get the best out of, but I just imagine him playing now. Imagine him playing now. He was such a graceful winger. Really, really graceful winger. Into the top three of the seven best players to ever play for Liverpool Football Club. Number three, Graeme Souness. We all know Souness had a reputation which has sort of carried him through to this day and age. But he was the dominant force in that midfield alongside McDermott. They were a brilliant partnership, Terry McDermott and Graeme Souness. But Graeme Souness was a warrior. He was a proper footballer. And he was the dominant force in midfield which could allow Kenny Dalglish to do the magic up front. He allowed him to do the magic. Went on to manage Liverpool. I love him. I really, really like Graeme Souness. I love him as a Sky pundit. I think he's exceptional. Really, really controversial character on the pitch and off it. Number two, I have gone for Steven Gerrard. Steven Gerrard sadly didn't play in the Shankly teams that won European Cups, Paisley team. He played in squads that just simply weren't as good. But he made them teams. He made them teams his. He was a captain, not only of Liverpool Football Club, but of Liverpool, the city. He was adored by football fans around the world for his passion towards his hometown club. He was a Scouser at heart, and you could tell when he was on the pitch. He loved He loves Liverpool. He is their second best player, in my opinion. I can't speak highly enough of the bloke. I really cannot. I grew up watching him, and the goals from midfield, the trophies that he dragged, very sometimes dire teams to. Well, I take my hat off to you, Stevie G. Great, great player, and you really missed at Liverpool. My number one. My best player to ever play for Liverpool Football Club. I think I've said this before on the Football Hour. Kenny Dalglish. I think it's hard to argue that he is in maybe the top 10 best players of all time. A classic number 10. A creative. A destructive. A poacher. Everything. Everything you ever want from a striker, he's got. He was, well, he was champion of Europe. He took Liverpool to European titles. He managed Liverpool to titles. He was a player manager. That is why he just encompasses everything you would ever want from a player for your club. And that's simply asking too much what Kenny Dalglish has given to Liverpool Football Club. You're asking too much. You couldn't ever have a bloke who could do that much. Well, you couldn't ever expect a bloke to do that much. But Kenny did it for Liverpool Football Club. And that is why he's my number one pick on seven of the best players to ever play for Liverpool Football Club.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Thought you could get rid of me. Well, you can't. It's Sean Dyche, back again, football manager and guest presenter of the Football Hour. When this podcast is finished, go and do me a favour and follow the podcast on Twitter via @TheFootballHour. You better do me, Sean Dyche, this favour, or I will make sure whatever football club you support, my Burnley FC, will come and beat your football team, and I'll make you cry in the process. So go, please, follow @TheFootballHour. Do it now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.